Chair, international speaker, author, and serial entrepreneur. And welcome back to Being Your Destiny. This is the Wayne Scherer Show, and Being Your Destiny is what it's all about. So this time around, we're about to look at two things necessary to make you the $500,000 person a year. What does the $500,000 person a year have that you don't have? We're going to reveal that right here in this show today. We're going to talk about these things. We're going to make it clear to you how a $500,000 person a year becomes that person, and why you're not, and why you can be, and why anybody can be. You can be your destiny. If that's your destiny, okay, it doesn't have to be $500,000 a year. Make it $100,000 if you want. Make it whatever you want, whatever your destiny is. This is about being your destiny. But what do people have that are being their destiny that you don't have, while you're still struggling to realize your goals and your dreams? All right, that's what we're going to look at. Two things, two very important things, two mysterious items, two secrets that every one of these folks know how to apply. They have, and they use it every single day, and without them, you will never see your destiny. All right, so we don't want to be in that category where we never see our destiny. We want to be in the category where we see our destiny, where we live it, where we are it, where nobody can stop you. Okay, there is nothing that can stop you except for you. Now, one of the things I like is there's lots of things that I like, but one key thing about moving ahead that really doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but it's kind of like the framework for it all, is number one, your environment. You probably have experienced this. Has anybody told you why you're trying to achieve your dreams that you can't do this, that it's a joke, that what do you think you're doing? This isn't for you. This only other people do this. Has that ever happened to you? I'm betting it has. All right, so that's one of the keys this all fits into is the framework of finding people first and foremost that are like you, that know that anybody can move ahead and succeed, and that you can do it too. All right, move away from those people telling you no. That's kind of like a framework for everything. All right, now let's quickly move on. Now remember, my website, WayneScherer.com. You can go there, become part of my team. Right now, as we speak, probably the biggest and best thing anybody can do that's just getting started, particularly if they have limited time, limited resources, limited availability to get moving, is I have a business literally done completely for you. The websites, the emails, the follow-up. The lead generation, the quality lead generation, the highest quality lead generation possible, all included, all done for you. You literally don't have to do a thing. I mean, literally. Not quite literally. You have to sign up, and you have to fill out your admin information, and you have to get your payment card. After that, you don't have to do a thing. It will all start working for you, literally, automatically. So that's on my website, WayneScherer.com. And if you go there and you click on the tab along the menu bar under the header that says earn $14K per month, then you can get started right there. Okay, now let's move on. Let's look at, we got two things that the $500,000 a year person has that you may or may not have. But if you're missing either one of these, you're never going to be there. It's going to shock you. In the realization that it's true is going to shock you. When you think about what I'm about to tell you, you will understand that all of this really does matter, and it's almost more important than the process and the system that you put together to run your business. Okay, it's amazingly vital to your success. So you have to do this. Okay, are you getting the point? Being your destiny is all about these two things. Number one, are you ready? Are you ready for the first one? All right, now I watched this YouTube video. Actually, this isn't what taught me this, but it's actually a great representation of this. It's called, you can just type it in. It's called the, this was done for search purposes, Best Motivational Speech, Secrets to Success, How Bad Do You Want It? Okay. You go there and watch that video. That will, after you listen to this, of course, that will put all of what I'm about to reveal to you into perspective, okay? It'll really give you just another twist on the meaning of all of this. But here's the bottom line. The secret to success, number one, first and foremost, is wanting it, all right? It's not being motivated. Being motivated and wanting something are two different things. You want something because you want it, not because you're motivated, not because you have something pushing you to get it. You want it. You want your family to be secure. You want your kids to go to college. You want your spouse to have a comfortable life with you. You want you and your family to take those vacations you want whenever you want it. You want that house of your dreams. You want that car. You want those things, okay? And if you want them more than you can breathe, then you can get them, all right? You can get them. You have to want them more than you can breathe. And that sounds extreme, doesn't it? How the hell can you want something more than you can breathe? Well, I really came to understand that. You heard my story about how depressed I was at one point. I was down 156 pounds. And at that point, I decided I wanted. I was at the point where I was just watching myself wilt away, right? And saying, well, when am I going to disappear? And I had to change my mind around to wanting to be a bigger success than I ever was versus wanting to disappear, okay? It's pretty extreme. But then once I realized that I had more to offer, that I wanted to be, I didn't want to exit the world, had no desire whatsoever to exit the world without having left even a bigger impact somewhere else, then it became a want. And then the success for that want did not require motivation, didn't require somebody reminding me to do it, to get up in the morning and do it, to take action. Nobody had to remind me. All I have to do is think about what it is I want, okay? I remember when I started in the Navy a long, long time ago, 1981. Is that the year? No, it's 19... My goodness, what the hell year was it? Yeah, 1981. that was in the year I got my... I actually went to flight school first, but then in 1982, I believe it was, I reported to my first squadron. And or maybe it was 83. It doesn't really matter what year that was. The bottom line was, is I was given the world's most suckiest job in the Navy. no aviator wants to go to his first squadron and become the first lieutenant. Now you're saying, what's the first lieutenant? Who cares? Well, the first lieutenant is literally the head janitor of the squadron, okay? I was the officer. My first job was to be the head janitor of the squadron. Now, can you imagine yourself showing up to your whatever job, whatever place? Let's say you're in a corporate job, and in the first job you're told you get, and it, before you get to do the things you want to do, that you just went to college for, is you get to be the head janitor for that corporation, all right? Imagine that. So there's two ways that could be approached, right? You could forget about anything you want and just say, this job sucks, I'm not going to do it. Why would I do that? I'm above this, da-da-da-da-da. Or you could realize what you want, okay? At that point, what I wanted more than anything, the first thing you're going to do in a squadron is make that mission commander qualification. And that's the big step you want to make. And that's what I wanted more than anything. But all part of getting there wasn't just flying. It was also doing your job and people recognizing that you're doing well. I wanted people to know that I could do stuff well. So I had to figure out, how am I going to look more important than people doing jobs related to tactical things and making the airplanes fly? How was I going to look more important to them? And it wasn't about look. It was actually about producing, okay? So I turned that job into being all about my want, all about my wanting to be a mission commander. It all tied together. I figured out how it all went together, and I figured out how it all related to everybody else and what they needed in the squadron and what they wanted. And that's how I launched my career. I got awards for that job. Nobody gets awards for being the first lieutenant. It's a crappy job. In fact, I was in that job and they wouldn't, I did too good, I think. I couldn't get them to change jobs for me because everything was going too well. So the bottom line was, it was all about, but it all worked well, and I was able to do that. And as some people say, stay motivated. But it wasn't motivation. It was about wanting something. It was about wanting that mission commander position. And part of doing that was being good at everything I did, not just the qualification part of the flying. And I wanted that, and I wanted it bad, and I wanted it more than I could breathe. There was nothing that was going to get in my way of being the guy that got that. Okay, does that make sense? Are you understanding that? Does that kind of resonate in you, how much wanting it more than you can breathe is? Now let's jump ahead now. Okay, let's jump ahead to that point where I'm sitting in my brand new living room with just my suitcase in my box. No computer, no nothing. Just on my way back up from my depression. And now I have nothing. But I want to succeed again and be a bigger success than ever again, more than I want to breathe, for sure. If I didn't, how was I going to stay motivated? It was not going to be easy. I didn't have the money or the resources. I had no connections. Everybody had abandoned me. And so I had to literally start with just me. Literally. I mean, I don't know many ways to be more than just you than I was. I'm sure there are. I'm not claiming there isn't. But it's difficult to imagine it sometimes. I can imagine certain situations where it would be worse, but it was a major challenge. And the only reason I could keep it going was because I wanted to succeed more than I wanted to breathe. I had to want it. If I just was looking for something to push me to go, that would require a lot of energy, right? I would have to focus on some motivation factor. And there's actually been scientific tests done with this, okay? I even wrote about this in my blog, although I don't remember exactly the article in there. But it's actually been tested and shown that just simply, you know, saying a motivation. What would be a motivation? If you do this task, I'll give you an apple. Let's just say you love apples, okay? That's the food you want more than anything else. So you tell Johnny that if he does whatever task, you'll give him an apple, okay? So that's motivation. Everything he's doing is focused on that apple. And you take the apple away and the task won't get done. And the energy isn't actually being focused on the task. It's being focused on the apple, right? And it requires a lot of energy. And it actually wears you out. They've shown that after they've done that, getting further motivation done is even more difficult because the energy level of the individual is down. But when you want something so bad that your life is actually functioning to get there, then everything becomes achievable. You truly, truly can do anything you want because your whole life wants it. You know, some people call it that inner desire, that ultimate purpose. What is it? Why are you in this business? What makes you want it more than anything else? So what makes me want it? It's not just success. It goes beyond that. I mean, personally, I love success. I love to succeed. But it goes beyond that. I want to make as many entrepreneurs as possible because, number one, I personally want to be able to travel anytime I want. Number one, again, is because I want to put an end to socialism being the driving factor and controlling factor of people's lives. I don't think people get any reward whatsoever from being put on welfare. The answer to the world's problems is not putting more people on welfare. It's entrepreneurs creating jobs that people can be proud of and doing things that they can be happy of because they're providing real service to real people. And that things that people want, that doesn't happen when somebody puts you on welfare. You just become a sap. You just become disdainful of your life. You don't have anything you want when you're put on welfare. You have nowhere to drive. You become a puppet of the government. And Lord knows you do not need to run your life based on what the government decides you can do for yourself. So those are my driving, those seriously drive me to continue doing everything I'm doing. I wake up in the morning thinking about how I'm going to improve getting to that point. And of course, like any serial entrepreneur, I will never consider myself at that point. I'll just keep trying to achieve more and more and more. And that's just the way I am, so I can accept that, but that's all right. I like making bigger and bigger goals. And that is what will happen. I mean, I know that will happen. So that's my want. Okay, do you have that kind of want for yourself? It doesn't have to be what I want, but what is your personal want that you want more than you can breathe? How much did I want that? Well, I'll tell you, I have very little income, so I would eat soup, hot dogs, frozen food. You know, ramen noodles. No kidding. That is what I would eat. In order to save money, in order to be able to do things like buy training programs, get mentors, ultimately do things like buy advertising and things like that. At no point in building my business did I think my business should be free. I'm not stupid. But I also realized I had to find a way to do it. And whatever I had to give up to do it, I was willing to do it because I wanted it more than I could breathe. All right. Bottom line. Now that's the beginning point. So what's number two? What's the second thing that takes you that the $500,000 person a year wants or has that maybe you don't have? Okay. It's a possibility. You think about it. I don't know whether you have it or you don't have it. You may or may not, but you have to think about this seriously. This isn't, you know, I'm not putting it on you that you don't have it because maybe you do, but maybe you're missing the other part, the want. Maybe you really need to develop it, all right? But the next part, here it is. The next part, there's a speaker. He's been around for years and years and years. His name is Art Williams, okay? He did this stirring speech called they call it the Just Do It speech. You can see that on YouTube too. Look up a motivation video called Motivation Art Williams Just Do It speech. Okay, and listen to it. Pay attention to it. But it's true. It is exactly how I got things. I didn't know when I entered the Navy. I didn't know how to do any of the stuff they asked me to do. Okay. I could have just whined and cried. Could nobody show me? Could you show me how to do this, that, the, da, 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 da. You know, make me puke. When people do that, it makes me puke. I can't do it because nobody showed me. Because. I can't do it because. I need this because. If I only had this, then I would be able to. Okay. So if you only had this, if you could do, you can't do this because, well, what are you going to do about it, okay? As Art Williams says, just do it, okay? Just do it. If you are the true backbone of your business, the backbone of your success, if you want it more than you can breathe, then the trick to make anything happen in your success and being your destiny is to just do it, okay? I need $5,000. If I only had $5,000, I'd be able to do this. All right, well, just do it. Find a way to get $5,000. If that means you have to go out and cut the grass in your neighborhood for, let's say, I don't know what the going rate is right now, maybe 30 bucks to cut somebody's yard, depending on the size, right? So how many yards do you have to cut to have $5,000, right? You have to have 10 to have $300. So you have to have 100 to have $3,000. So that means you have to have what? Not 200, but 150, right? 150 yards. All right. So now you know what you have to do. You have to cut 150 yards. Could you cut 150 yards? Wow, that seems like a lot. In one summer, maybe? Wow, that's a lot. Could you find in your neighborhood 3 yards per day that needed to be cut? All right. So now that's 50 days. All right. That covers the summertime, actually. That's about the length of time. It's actually a little less. In less than the spring and summer when grass is growing fast, you can actually have achieved the $5,000. Now, you may not want to do it that way, but I'm just making a point here. If you want to do it, just do it. Just find a way to do it, okay? Quit whining that if only I had this, if I could just do that, if I could just have this. But this guy has that. If you keep making those excuses instead of just doing it, then you will never be the person making $500,000 a year or whatever your destiny is. That isn't going to happen, okay? Just do it, damn it. Get up off your ass and do it. And quit making excuses. Don't come to me. Don't come to me crying. Well, he had this. Well, I'm starting my business and I don't have a budget. Okay. Well, I didn't have a damn budget either. Okay. What am I doing? I didn't get here by sitting around whining about not having a budget. You got to wake up and just do it. All right. Have I got your attention? All right. Now this is serious. So two things, right? If you want it more than you can breathe, and then you just do it, you will be able to do it. Now that sounds maybe you're saying, well, maybe you're right, or maybe you're wrong. But I encourage you. I gave you two videos to go look out. Remember, the one best motivational speech: Secrets to Success. How bad do you want it? Go ahead and rewind this and listen again if you didn't catch it all. And the other one about just do it motivation. Art Williams, just do it speech, okay? Listen to those. Listen to them carefully, all right? Play them over and over again. They're amazing speeches. And if you're ready, and if the only thing that's difficult for you is having the time to and energy because learning all of it is going to take time, and it will, and you still have to do it, but and you don't have the time to do the marketing yet, then join my team and go to my website, WayneShearer.com, and click on the 14K per month button and join my team. I guarantee you this business is set up for you. Your first customers are coming to you. They are not going to arrive tomorrow. They're going to arrive over the period of 2 months, but you will be profitable. It literally is done for you. And I will train you on how to expand your business. I will provide you. You don't have to go buy anything. You become an elite syndicate member with me, and you have to buy nothing for training. I will provide you all of the training you need. I will give you my $2,297 course as well on traffic and lead generation. and you are going to roll. I'm going to provide you additional ways to gain customers and expand your business, and we'll do that together. If you just do one thing and let me do your business for you as an elite syndicate in the 7-minute workout. All right, that's it. Want it? And just do it. Can you do that? Okay. I'm looking forward to talking to you on the next Be Your Destiny show with Wayne Scherer. Visit me now at WayneScherer.com.